Now, how do you reach Indra? What is the means of reaching Indra? For reaching Indra, the one which is nearest to us and which is everywhere, you can find in everything, is Agni, is fire. Agni also is symbolic. But it is something that is very near to us. It is said that Agni is in the earth. Agni is in the plants. Agni is in all the herbs. Agni is in all the animals and creatures. Agni is in our heart. And Agni is a very special entity. This Agni is one of the secrets, because that is the one which is immediately available to you and which can immediately open the doors of your upward movement. Without Agni, there is no upward movement. That is the one great discovery of the Veda. That even to start your journey, you should approach Agni. It is said, Devo Deve Vir Agamat. He is the one God. If you approach him, all the other gods come. Deva, it is one God, Deve Vihi. When he comes, then all other gods come. So if you want to have all the cosmic powers and approach to all the cosmic powers, then first you should propitiate Agni. Now what is Agni? Agni is, we call normally fire, which you know very well what fire is, that even if you physically touch it, it burns you. It takes away all the impurities. When you want to purify any metal, you put into the fire, physical fire, and impurities are burnt. It is said that Agni is capable of devouring everything. In other words, it has such a power that everything can be consumed. The whole earth, the whole universe can be consumed by it. This Agni is also described as Jataveda, one who is born with all the knowledge. Or it is also another way interpreted, one who knows everything that is born, Jataveda, one who knows everything that is born. If you want to find out your true self, then also there is Agni in you. Agni is supposed to be that which is immortal in the mortals. We are all mortals, but even in the mortals there is one element which is immortal, and that is Agni. It is inextinguishable. That is the mark of it. It is inextinguishable. Ordinary fire, of course, is extinguishable, but that fire of which Veda speaks, which has been discovered by the Veda, and which is in the heart of everyone, is inextinguishable. It is when you approach that Agni, and when that Agni burns in you all the time, then you become fit for a higher journey. So, in fact, the Vedic journey starts with Agni. All yajna, therefore, is supposed to start with Agni. Yajna is nothing but sacrifice of all that you are, all that you have. That is the one simple definition of sacrifice. To offer all that you are and all that you have is sacrifice. And Agni is capable of receiving. That is why Agni is cold in the very beginning. Because Agni is the one which can receive all that you are and all that you have. And when it is received, what does it mean? Received means that it burns away all that is unacceptable. It burns away all that is unacceptable, that is, all impurities are burnt away when you offer it to Agni. It purifies everything. It no more remains. So, one of the first things that human beings have is activity. Every kind of activity, from breathing to any other achievement, is nothing. Then whatever.
So the Veda said that if you want to approach that reality, from where a new event can be created, then the starting point is that your activities you throw into the fire, into Agni. And first of all, Agni will purify all the impurities from your activities. We offer everything, all that we are, all that we have, and much of that is impure. So before you become acceptable to that sun power, this great tapasya has to be done, in which you throw yourself into the fire. Now this fire is of many kinds. And that is what in the fourth chapter Sri Krishna describes various kinds of fire. That is the real meaning of outer ritualistic interpretation of the Veda, which speaks only of fire that we normally see as a physical fire. You do a sacrifice, you offer some it, and then you believe that an action has been done, yet has been done, and the reward will come. That is a purely outer symbolic act. But really speaking, the real nature is quite different. Now it is at this point that we have to understand that unless you offer yourself to Agni and to the other gods, which you described just now, there are many others, but I only told you in general the basic hierarchy. Agni comes first, in reply to that Indra comes, and Indra takes you farther to these four kings, Varuna, Mitra, Aryanam and Gaga, and from there you go upward and you get Surya. And when you get Surya, then it gives you Soma, the highest delight. This is the entire hierarchy. Basic hierarchy. There are many more details, but this is the basic administration of the whole world. All these powers, according to the Veda, are powers of one reality. That is why the famous sentence of the Veda is, Ekam Sat Vipra Bahudha Vadanti. He is one. But different learned people speak of him in many different ways. So India is supreme. India is supreme. Agni is supreme. Varuna is supreme, Mitra is supreme, Gaga is supreme, Aryanam is supreme, Surya is supreme, all of them are supreme. But even though each one of them is supreme, it has a specific function. And therefore the specificity cannot be ruled out. So unless you first of all go to Agni, you cannot start the journey. So this sentence simply says that when Prajapati created the world, Yajna was created at the same time and said to people, you offer yourself to Yajna, as a result of that, they, the forces, the cosmic forces will give you back. You please them and they will please you. This is the basic principle of the cycle of life. Then it goes further in 3:12, it says, Ishtam Vodandhi Deva Dasyam Se Yajya Dharitana. Sayyidhi Dasyam Akradaya Vyo Yo Bhunte Sena Eva Seva. We have seen last time all these verses, but I am now seeing it from another point of view, in a larger context of the Vedic knowledge. The gods pleased by Yajya will bestow upon you the objects of your desire. He will enjoy the objects given by the gods without offering Yajya to them is a thief. In other words, all that you have you offer to Agni. By which when Agni is there, then all the other gods come. Then the gods give you back. In the ordinary life, normally, we are full of desires. All human beings are normally moved by this desire or that desire. And we want the desire to be fulfilled. In other words, we want an event to occur by which the desire is fulfilled. Therefore, the first proposition that is made by the Vedic knowledge is, you bring your desire, but throw your desire into Agni. And then you will find that the gods, in return, will fulfill your desires. This is a small event of Agni, as it were. Small events will occur in your life when you give up your desires first to Agni. Then, whatever is given to you, you will get a meaning. Keep it in only what is necessary, and if you do not give Agni back, you are a thief. Yajya Shishta Shinaha Samsara Muchyante Sarva Hildisheli Dhingate Tetu Agam Papaye Vasanti Atma Karana. Those good men who eat only what is left from the sacrifice are free from all sins. Now this is clearly in the Islamistic process. What happens is that you arrange a big sacrifice, you arrange a lot of food, and you sacrifice as much as you can, and all the remains is prasada, and you eat only the prasada. So he said that if you do not offer first and then take the remaining, then you are a thief. But if you eat only what is left out, then you are free from all the sins. Now this is pure ritualistic understanding. But really speaking, it is not that. You throw your desires first to the Agni. Then whatever is given back to you, you put Agni back into Agni, and then what remains available for you, you keep that. Therefore it is said that if you put only for yourself, then there is no Yajna. You should cook first of all so much that you can offer a great deal out of it, if something remains. But in the pure ritualistic sense, it means that you put a lot of food, invite hundreds of thousands of people, and have a big Yajna, and whatever remains like a prasad, you give to everybody. So this is purely ritualistic interpretation of it. But internally, it is a question of your desire, giving up your desire towards me, and then whatever returns to you, you keep on a little, and then you again make a sacrifice. Now, here is the human cycle. as to how the wise Yajna becomes effective, why is Yajna an effective instrument of closing events? Because of the following reason. Panna bhavanti bhutani parjanya anna sambhavaha yajya bhavati parjanya yajya karma samutbhavaha. This is the cycle. From food, creatures come into being. From rain grows the fruit. It is yajya that gives rise to rain, where yajya is born of action. This is the cycle. All human beings, or everything that is born, ultimately is born from food. There is a basic, you might say, vasu. In the Veda, there is a concept of vasu. Vasu means substance. In fact, everybody in the world is in pursuit of vasu, substance. Whether it is in the form of wealth, because wealth is something that is substantial, or it is in the form of knowledge, which is also vasu because it is knowledge that gives you further substance, or joy that is also substance because you really become fulfilled. But all that basically is food. So from food arises everything. If there is no substance, then there is no creation out of anything. Substance is the most important thing. In the world as we understand, there is a lot of voluminous, and because of voluminous, we are in need of substance. Desire is what? Desire is an experience of our needs. Need that arises out of voluminous. Because we live in voluminous, we want to fill that voluminous by anna. Therefore, we seek food. And it is only from food, basic substance is food. That food gives rise to the people. Everything in the world depends upon food. Now, food itself arising out of rain. It is a very real understanding of food. But everything that is called vasu requires some kind of a fostering condition in which it is fostered. Now, this rain can come only out of yajya.
And yajya cannot be done without action. That is the importance of action. If you don't do action, then there is no yajna. If there is no yajna, there is no rain. If there is no rain, then the food is not produced. And therefore, there is no such thing as what you can really possess and enjoy.